Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. French artist Toulouse Lautrec's career lasted little more than a decade, but it occurred at the same time as the birth of modern printmaking and the explosion of nightlife in Paris in the late 19th century. His paintings, prints, and drawings are filled with exciting and provocative images of scenes from theaters, cabarets, dance halls, and brothels. Lautrec's posters also elevated advertising to the realm of high art, and an extensive collection of Lautrec's work is on exhibit at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls. And joining us now to talk about the exhibit is David Merhib. He's a director of the Pavilion's Visual Arts Center. And David, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us today.
How many Lautrec works are in the collection that's on display at the Pavilion?
We have more than 150 works of art that are up from Toulouse Lautrec.
And what's in the exhibition? What sample do we get from Lautrec's body of work?
Yeah, it's really exciting, actually. We have a number of lithographs. Lithography was something that was relatively new at the time, that Lautrec was really mass-producing a lot of his works through prints that he could easily sell or give to others. And part of that was a poster. And a poster, he's one of the founders of the modern-day poster. And he's known for, out there is about 33 known posters. And in this collection that we're showing, there's currently 12 of the 33 that are up. And so they're really fascinating. It was one of those treats to take these out of the crates. I didn't realize the size of the poster and how fragile they are. They were done on paper that was just made to advertise for a show or a performance, say at the Moulin Rouge at the time, and then to be torn down. And the preservation on these is absolutely incredible. And so it's well worth coming in, seeing some of the lithographs that he created of just a night scene during that period, as well as these posters.
How rare is it for these works to be on tour and to see them, for example, in the U.S. anywhere?
Sure. We're at the tail end of a four-stop U.S. tour, and this collection comes from collectors that are Greek Americans, Paul and Anna Bolina Firos, and they live in Athens, Greece now, and they donated their works of art to the Herculean Museum in Athens. And so I think they donated more than 200 of Toulouse Lautrec, as well as M.C. Escher and a few other famous artists. And so the museum asked the collector, the owners, if they could travel this, and they agreed to it. So they chose some of their the best body of work that they like to travel, and it happened to be all the lithography, the lithographs, as well as a few drawings. And so it started the U.S. tour last year in New Berlin, Connecticut, and then traveled to the Allentown Art Museum in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and then to the Flint Institute of Art in Flint, Michigan. And we're the end stop of the tour before it heads back to Athens.
Well, David, Toulouse Lautrec is one of those names that we all know so well, and we often see depictions of Lautrec in movies and television programs that depict the late 19th century, almost sometimes sort of comedic, the guy with the short legs. And I'm wondering if you could share a little bit about who Lautrec was and what it is that makes his work so special.
Sure. I mean, he's one of the most fascinating artist personalities of the Belle Epoque era in France, and it kind of translates to the beautiful era in France. During this period of time in the late 1800s, all the way to kind of World War One, the scene, the night scene all across the Europe, but especially in Montmartre and in Paris, was just bursting. And so artists and poets and performers and nightclubs and boutiques, theaters, dance halls, brothels, those types of things were popping up all over in this area in France. Well, Toulouse Lautrec was really immersed himself into it, and what he did is he depicted everyday life during that period. He just happened to go into the bars and the brothels is where his subject matters were. So he was really coming off the heels of the Impressionists like Monet, Degas, and he was working with his contemporaries like Vincent van Gogh. In fact, he knew Vincent van Gogh through his brother, Theo van Gogh, and so he was what our historians dub as a post-Impressionist, but he was really kind of taking this graphic art, this advertising all to the next level and to a new level. And so he is one of the greats in art history, especially in that that Impressionist, post-Impressionist era.
Sort of what, taking the commercial ideas of the time and merging them with the more adventurous avant-garde to create something fairly new?
Absolutely, and that's what, something the Impressionists were doing. They were starting to get influence from Japanese art as well as other Western influences, and so they were taking bits and pieces from what they've learned in their studies, but they were also taking the academic out of the art making, and so these were artists that were meeting in cafes at night and bars at night and discussing their work and really having critiques about their work, but taking it away from that traditional kind of that Roman high Renaissance or Renaissance feel and really taking it to that next level. And so Toulouse-Lautrec was responsible for really making his work very two-dimensional, very a few colors were added to his printmaking, so he wasn't doing this multi-layers as well as sketches. So each simple lines to outline a face, for example. And so he was brand new at this. And so the critics at the time weren't impressed with his works until, obviously, after he moved on. And then art historians looked at his the transformation from his work, and artists like Pablo Picasso mirrored some of his imagery and some of his works into his own designs. And so he really was one of those artists that put this graphic piece into the work, and artists in generations to follow joined in with that.
How did Lautrec himself view his commercial work? Did he value it as much as, I guess, what we would call his maybe serious paintings?
He did, and that's the thing, is he was very serious. Obviously, and one thing you mentioned earlier, he lived a short life. He was 36 years old when he passed away, and he really lived life to the fullest. He would go into the brothels and to the bars and really embrace the nightlife at night, but then in the morning he would really take his artwork seriously. And so what I've read about it and kind of what I've studied is that he was really true to his purpose and his cause. And so he considered himself definitely an artist to be able to sell his work at the time. And it was a tough period of time for artists, especially in the post-impressionist. This story about Vincent van Gogh selling one work in his lifetime. And so you have someone like Toulouse-Lautrec who's selling his work all over because he made himself famous based on the lithographs that he created, especially the poster that he created for the Moulin Rouge, advertising the Moulin Rouge one evening. After that, it was kind of like an instant success. And so he knew of his fame and he knew of his stature, and especially during that period, and so he did take his works very seriously.
Well, the exhibition Toulouse-Lautrec and His World is at the Washington Pavilion through June 8th. I'm wondering, David, if you have a favorite piece or two in the exhibition?
You know, I'm still going, and I still find one or two pieces that I'm very attracted to, but if folks come in, there is an audio guide that goes with the exhibition, so definitely grab the audio guide. It gives you an overview of the exhibition. I think there's 10 or 11 different stops they can go through. The pieces that I like the best are the posters that are they're amazing, and you can actually see the printmaking process in the poster. It's truly impressive.
Do we see, I understand there's some sketches in the exhibit, and these were, what, essentially sort of drafts for the posters?
Yeah, and he has a part of the exhibition, there's probably 13 or 14 different drawings that he did. They're rough sketches for the poster, or some of his thought process that went behind the poster. But like I mentioned earlier, there's only 33 known posters, and this exhibition has 12 of them, so you get a really glimpse of seeing what Lautrec did in a short period of time.
Sounds like this exhibit's quite the coup for the Washington Pavilion.
Yeah, we're really, really excited, really fortunate to be able to bring it here and be able to give it give something back, especially to this region, and a post-impressionist like Toulouse-Lautrec. It's well worth the trip to come see.